Well, I'm not going to tell you why. I've been looking forward to this segment all week. There is a stone skipping festival happening at Lake Perrin in North Bennington. Am I saying that right, Lake Perrin?
Yes, you are. You are saying it right.
Excellent. I thought I was. I don't live that far from there. I thought I was. But North Bennington, Vermont, it's Saturday, September 18th from 12 to 4. And it just sounds like perfect fun. Here you go. Can you guess what the world record for stone skipping is? Well, if you guessed, and Mike just said 74. You're close. 88. Mike is our engineer. 88 skips would be correct. Elite stone skippers will be on hand this weekend, and of course, we all can try it for ourselves. Board chair of Lake Perrin, Alyssa Del Tufo. Am I right on that, or Tufo? Tufo?
That's pretty close. Alyssa Del Tufo.
Alyssa, oh, that was not the one I got wrong.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, it's not spelled.
Alyssa Del Tufo, am I right?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, great. Fantastic. And an elite skipper is with us, and I couldn't be more happy, and I hope I have this right, Paul. Is that correct, Paul?
That's it. It's
Paul.
Paul
Farrow. Paul Farrow is with us, and they're here to tell us more. Well, you two, you've made a lot of people very happy knowing that this exists and is out in the world. So let me begin with you, Alyssa, and have you explained to us how this particular event came about?
I would be delighted to tell you how this came about. So Paul and I are old friends, and Paul was visiting me up here in North Bennington at Lake Perrin, oh, maybe 9 or 10 years ago. And I think he just returned from another stone skipping competition. There are several in the United States. Paul can tell us more about that.
Yeah.
And we were at the lake, and he had some stones, and he was throwing them, and we were like, well, why don't we do this here? It's a perfect place to do it. And I'm the board chair. Lake Perrin is run by a not-for-profit organization, and I'm the chair of the board. So we decided to give it a try, and we've been now doing it every year since then. This is our 8th year. It would have been our 9th year if it hadn't been for COVID. We didn't do it last year, but we're super excited to get it started again this year. And as you mentioned, we have elite skippers from all over the place coming, including the world champion. So we're pretty stoked about all this.
And the world champion is who?
Kurt Steiner.
Oh, Kurt Steiner.
That's his name.
All right, yeah. And Paul, you've worked with Kurt Steiner a lot, right? Of you two cross paths a lot.
Yeah. Oh yes. Yeah. We're good friends. We're old friends. So.
All right. Now let's talk about this for a second, Paul. First of all, let me ask how you got started in stone skipping. I mean, in the sense of, I think it's something that we may all do as children or are taught to do or try to do. And then how it then followed you to something that you are sought after to come and give it a shot at such festivals.
Okay. I grew up skipping stones like most people. And I loved to do it. You know, me and my friends would go out. And then I went to school in Vermont and then ended up in New York City for 20 years. So I never skipped stones, except for I had a friend that would take me out to New Jersey and I would skip stones. And he'd be like, how do you do that? You know, how can you skip it all the way across? You know, and then when I moved to the Catskills, I would walk the dog and skip stones every day. And my wife said, that's amazing. And I said to her, I'm the best I've ever seen. So I went home.
Something we always want to say to our spouses. Yes, go ahead.
Well, you know, it's funny. I thought to myself, I think I even looked down at my dog and said, I wonder if there's other crazy people that do this. So I found the event in Franklin, Pennsylvania that had Kurt Steiner there and Russell Byers, who at the time were the former and current world record holders. And I said, I'm going. That's it. And I went there and I had the best time I had in years. Like, I couldn't remember having a better time. And I thought, you know, I'm going to one day have another contest so everybody that came here and had fun can do it again. And with Alyssa's help, we did it.
Oh my God, I have so many questions for you. But this is fascinating because, I mean, I I'm happy if it skips 5-6 times. I'm thinking, well, that's great. But you, what's your personal record?
I don't believe that.
I think you know.
In the high 40s in competition, but competition is different. I mean, nobody's going to hit an 80 in competition. It's high 40 is a good throw. And I've been competitive in there. Nowadays, in both in Vermont and in Franklin, Pennsylvania, you have to almost hit a 50 to win. So I've been competitive. I've been in high 40s. You know, that's about my best.
Well, that's unbelievable. So now what goes into this? I was watching videos of you and it's amazing to watch you go. So here are some things that I learned that one of the things that is very important, obviously, is to find the right stone. So what are you looking for when you're finding a stone that could hit a 40 or a 50?
Okay, you would like it to fit your hand real nice so that you have a good grip. Now, I call like a jutting out of the stone a trigger, which you can grab with your forefinger and really spin it off of that. Now, you don't want anything jagged enough to catch, though. So it's it's kind of exclusive to find a real beauty, you know. So you work a lot trying to find a stone that you love. It should be on the bottom as flat as can be. You really don't want like a bowl on the bottom. If anything, you want a little concave that keeps it down.
Now I learned that word
on the water.
I learned that word in the video, concavity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking for just that little bit there, right?
Yep, just a little bit. If it's too concave, what'll happen is it'll hit, and then the air, when it comes back up, will get under it, and it'll actually hop like a bunny rabbit. You really don't want that. You want a nice tight pattern.
When so, stone being like
you
a
want
bunny.
A little concavity will keep it tight onto the water.
Now, and then it I all have two things that I learned. First of all, a target. So you have a target in mind. You are looking at a spot that you want to hit, that you want to get to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
sometimes.
Okay. Or not? When would that be applicable?
I do that here. On my creek, I often will pick a stone, a rock out in the water that I want to get to, that I want to hit, that type of thing. But if you're at Lake Perrin, for example, really what you're looking to do is you are aiming the rock to some extent, but that's because you're reading the water currents, the way the wind's blowing, things like that, and you want to get the most out of the throw. So you're really going to throw in a direction more than anything else. But it is important to pick the direction that you want to throw, you know, in a competitive setting, for sure.
And the idea then is to not lose stone energy so that when it's mm-hmm. skipping, but each time that it hits, it's gaining momentum as opposed to losing momentum.
You know, this doesn't sound like physically possible because, you know, friction, remember that?
Yeah.
but when you actually see these skips happening across the surface of the water, you seriously think that there's some sort of jet propulsion pack on the bottom of the rocks because they not only keep going, but sometimes they literally look like they're about, like, ready to stop. They're going to stop and they're going to sink. But somehow they, like, re-energize and they go another 10 skips. It's a very, very almost mystical experience to watch this happening. And I am always a judge every year of, and I have to count the skips. So I'm very attentive to exactly how the skips go, and you know, watch carefully how the stones seem to sometimes lose momentum, but then pick it up again. It's a mind-blowing experience. And the audience, you know, the people that are just watching, and it's interesting because Lake Perrin is in a little bit of a bowl, so it's almost like an amphitheater, and people can sit up on the slopes, and so you get a really great view of the skips. And it's like this collective, like, oohing and aahing going on from the audience because people kind of can't believe what they're seeing. It's astonishing.
It is astonishing. And you make such a good point, Alyssa, because there are times, and I was watching a couple of your throws, Paul, and one of the things that's amazing is it'll skip and it'll go an inch and an inch or a half an inch or an inch or an inch, and then all of a sudden it'll just blow, like it'll go almost a foot, and then come down and start that again. It's fascinating. It does. You mentioned jet propulsion, but it seems like it has just, it's dancing, which is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and Kurt, I'm not sure which videos you watch, but there's one with Kurt where it mentions him working with physicists, because I guess that there's a lot of interest in exactly what the physics of stone throwing is, because it seems, I think, from what I understood, to kind of contradict some of the, you know, normal laws of physics. It doesn't quite comport with what we would think would happen given the way physics works.
So, I was watching some of the Kurt stuff, and that's, you know, he's doing things behind his back, and he's doing it up on railroad trestles and all kinds of stuff. I mean, that just all seems like crazy talk. But but that's still really cool. I think I know the answer to this question, Paul, but let me just ask you. If you're to win one of these competitions, is I mean, this isn't like bass fishing where you can get sponsors, right? I mean, this is, I assume, not a lucrative hobby.
Not yet.
No. No.
Not yet.
I always kid because the category that the experienced throwers throw in is called pro category, but it's the funniest thing in the world because we pay the most money. We go the farthest places.
Sure.
We pay for everything, and then we pay to enter and all that. So it's kind of not a true category in a sense.
Makes you a
but
pro.
There are a few people with sponsors, though, which is weird, I know. But some people are better at that type of thing than others. You know, they get sponsors on their shirts and things like that.
Nice work if you can get it. Nothing wrong with that. Well,
did have the Weather Channel show up a couple of years ago, and they did a video of Dave Ulmer throwing, and that got a million hits on their site, or over a million. So I feel like there is, I think ESPN should be covering this personally.
Well, I agree. We only have about 20 seconds, but I just have to say, not since pimple popping videos came out have I been so interested in watching a set of videos. I'm now down this rabbit hole, and it's fascinating. The Stone Skipping Festival is happening at Lake Perrin in North Bennington, Vermont, Saturday the 18th from 12 to 4. You can learn more by going to Lake Perrin VT. Lake Perrin, PARANVT.org. I thank you both, Alyssa and Paul, for being with us. Be well.
Joe, come on up and throw a few.